Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. What I say to you is offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard it said you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that they may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brother only, what is unusual about that? Do not pagans do the same? So be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, we're concluding 4 weeks of reading from the Sermon on the Mount, which is found only in Matthew's Gospel. And watch what Jesus does here. Very clever today. They begin with the Beatitudes, telling us that we're blessed if we're simple of heart, if we show mercy, if we forgive. Then he moves on to say that you and I are salt of the earth, that our faith has to shine like a light. And then Jesus goes to the Mosaic Law, and he says, "You have heard it said," and he quotes the law, "but what I say to you," and he takes it up a notch, and another notch, and another notch. And today, he concludes it in an amazing way. He says, for example, if someone should slap you on the right cheek, turn and give him your other cheek as well. It was customary in those days for someone to take the back of their right hand and slap their servant on the right cheek. It was not intended to bring physical harm. It was merely a sign of denigration. It was a sign of saying to that servant, "You're less than who I am." The Nazis termed the Jews Untermenschen, less than human. And because they could label them that way, then they felt they could do what they did to them. The same thing with the slaveholders in the Old South. They saw the black person as less than human, and so they could treat them as slaves. What Jesus is saying today is you are equal to your master. Stand proud and dignified because you are a child of God. He says if someone presses you into service for 1 mile, go for 2. It was Roman law that a soldier could take one of the people in the lands they had conquered and make them carry their backpack for 1 mile, but no further whatsoever. And so what Jesus is saying, if a soldier forces you to be demeaned like that, stand proud and keep walking. Say back to that soldier, "I have the same degree of dignity as you." If you read this whole Sermon on the Mount, I wonder if 2,000 years before the advent of modern psychology, Jesus was not giving us the path to finding true freedom. For what is freedom? It's letting go of all the turmoil inside of myself. When someone can't forgive somebody for something that they did, who are they hurting? Not really hurting the other people, they're hurting themselves. We're living in a world where there's a great deal of anger today. We see it everywhere in politics, where people don't talk to one another, they shout at one another. We see it in road rage. And what this whole Sermon on the Mount is saying, get rid of all of that stuff, let it go, and be at peace. And he concludes today by telling us, if we do these things, we have the same dignity as anyone else, for we are children of God.